Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
I feel so alone, a ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one to deep inside.
Welcome to the Celestial Show. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and that was the love goddess, Sherry Marie. I had to do a switch up. I was going to start with another song, but if I am going to help you reclaim your me power tonight, and definitely what happily ever after means, well, why not start with the revival of a love story? It is you. Powerful things happening right now. Things we're about to move into. Believe it or not, we got a new year coming up. You're like, what? Celeste, it's not January. Well, if you belong to a certain crew of people like I do, you know that Halloween is more than trick-or-treat. Halloween is the time to celebrate our ancestors, and it's also a very sacred holiday on the pagan calendar for witches. Yes, indeed. It's the beginning of a new year. And there's so many ways within a year to celebrate it. So you don't have to just be stuck in a Gregorian calendar. So you get to press reset, start over, do over. I got to get rid of all of this stuff right here, and I just got to go back to the beginning. And that's what this show is about tonight. Absolutely. And if your love story isn't just a romantic love story, maybe you want to do over in your career. Karen from Ohio, I see you, and definitely be coming to you shortly. Just to lay a little bit of foundation and make sure everybody's on board, because, you know, you got a new moon coming up. We're about to step into that time of stingy Scorpio. I said sting. I always respect the tail. Scorpions teach me a lot. They really do. They're complete opposites of Taurians. And I know that there are some astrologers who say it doesn't mean opposite in the way that they mean it. I'm like, that hasn't been my experience. But I have learned to embrace their sensuality, their feistiness, their bluntness, and the ability to uncover. And even sometimes go within real deep before they come out, because they don't know what they're going to say, but they know when they say it, it's going to be the truth, And so they take some time to get deep in that water to figure out what's moving in their emotions. There's a lot that I do pick up from Scorpios about that. So big shout out to all of you getting ready to celebrate your Scorpion Earth days. Mad respect from this Venus-loving daughter here. To you, you daughters of Pluto. Yes, Scorpio is. Well, I know they say Pluto's not a planet. It doesn't mean it still doesn't rule Scorpio. And Pluto is all about mysteries and secrets. And you'll notice in this time as we get further into the show, this is not the time to keep secrets. I mean, you can try. But what happens in the dark is definitely coming out in the light. You also have the special energy of the number 7 that's running, which is ruled by Neptune. You know, think about all the things that are just going down in the news right now, and we're all just all like, oh my gosh, can you believe that? It's the time, and it's not just going to happen on a world scale. It's going to also happen within your personal life. Revelations, understandings, things that you were not clear about. You're going to find that clarity. The key is to stay grounded and to use your power and reframing to let it work for you and not against you. Whoo! That's the energy right now. I've got a lot more to help you get some tools as you navigate this energy. I do have a gift of reading tarot cards. I blend music, movies. I use some astrology, though I have to say I'm not an expert astrologer. I just know the people to go to use in my soup, my metaphysical soup of how to take care of myself. Tonight, the number that's running is the number 9, which is also another invitation to let go, because 9 is the end of the cycle. And it is all about completion. All the lessons that you've learned from 1 to 8 all finds its home in the number 9. So we're going to be playing with that and the expressive, beautiful ways that 9 is showing up. So how are you guys doing? How is life moving for you? Yeah, I see you. If you're in the chat room, hello. On the archives, thank you for making the time work for you. You are welcome to call in. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. And let me let you know where you can find more of Sherry Marie's beautiful music. It's at sherrymarie.com. It is time for a revival of a love story. Absolutely. There are some things that we need to let go of. We are going to definitely move through that tonight. I've noticed that the title of the show tonight is Happily Ever After, The Blessings of Endings. I thought we'd have a fun time with number nine, you know, because usually when we're thinking of Happily Ever After, we, you know, they're fairy tales, you know, the prince and the princess kiss, and they lived as happily ever after. But the thing is, for my generation, we tend to use that sarcastically. But what if it were possible to find the magic and happily ever after again? To surrender and let go to the grand possibility that what you are experiencing right now is not the only thing that you'll ever see or that's going to be. Change is inevitable. We evolve each moment. I live in the Washington, D.C. area, and we always say that if you don't like the weather in D.C., just wait a minute. And I'm sure they say that about every place, but just from a personal experience, I didn't need a coat yesterday when I went out, but I definitely needed one today. So the key is just learning how to go with the flow. And when we really let go, there's a world of divine secrets waiting to reveal itself when you turn the corner or simply start a new chapter. See, right there is the blessing. Nothing is truly static. So whether you're dancing solo or dancing with a partner, I think it's important just to dance, which I did do today. I danced today. It was beautiful. You've got to keep your steps up so you don't forget them. Because everything must change. Your steps, maybe your partner, maybe a job. What is holding you back? That's the question. And why are you holding on? There's more coming up on the Celestial Show, including a spiritual weather report. Big stuff coming up. But let me tell you about what's happening on Life Conversations Radio Network this week and other upcoming appearances for our hosts. Life Coach Today is the head of the network, and he is also screening the calls tonight. Thank you, Life Coach Today. The call-in number again is 347-426-3346, and don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. I am pulling tarot cards tonight. I've got my Mother Peace tarot cards handy. They've been shuffled 3 times, and they are ready to go. Now, tomorrow, Life Coach Today is flying solo at 12 p.m. Eastern on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. You get to have them all to yourself if you want some one-on-one time about what's moving in your life. And then you can get them on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. You can find them at his other home on 12radio.com for soul food for your consciousness. And don't forget, if you would like to also go to him, he is an advisor on 12listen. He's a reader. He's very intuitive and just powerful in helping you plan your next life steps. So you've got places to navigate with Life Coach Today. And coming up this week, he's making an appearance on Awakenings with Tracy Mahan on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on 12Radio. And they promise to sing, laugh, and enlighten, so make sure you join them. And, of course, we have great other great shows on Life Conversations Radio Network, you know. But I want you to keep your eyes open for postings or go to Life Conversations. We're always keeping you informed about what's happening. I also want to let you know that I have a like page. Have you liked it yet? Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan like page on Facebook. Make sure you like it. You'll also find lots of information about Life Conversations Radio Network. And don't forget, if you don't get enough of me, you can always join me at my home, my other home. I have a blog on journeys-home.com. I write about everything. A celebration of love, life, my psychic adventures, and all that is. So those are some other places where you can check me out as well. Now, okay, so let's get to it. Because like I said, this got a lot brewing. And I want to make sure you're prepared. Okay. Now, there's some places that I go to stay up to date on my astrology information. So I want to let you know about powerpeak.com. With beautiful Mark Husson and C.A. Brooks puts that together. And they're also phenomenal astrologers over there at One to Listen and One to Radio. But this week, I was really moved by astrology.com. I'm going to give you this breakdown, and then we're going to take our caller from Ohio. So I want you to brace yourself. I want you to take a deep breath because we have a new moon, solar eclipse in Scorpio, total rebirth coming up on October 23rd. I got this information from Shireen Shostak, and she is phenomenal. I'm just going to highlight some of her key points that are also in alignment with what we're talking about tonight as we revamp our lives to receive our happily ever after and see the blessings of endings. Okay, so Shireen says, here's the tip, and I love it, and I've confirmed this all over the place, but I just like the way that she breaks it down. Makes it less scary, but also holds us, you know, to be responsible for how we're showing up in our life right now. So this final Scorpio solar eclipse new moon is asking us to wrap up any unfinished karmic love business once and for all so we could get our happily ever after. This is the only way to ensure we start 2015 with an unrecognizably clean slate. Who doesn't need a clean slate? The dramatic plots are reaching their final scenes now, and we're really asking our souls and psyches the hard and deep questions. This is the final impasse. Let's face it, letting go sucks, and very few of us would say we've mastered the loose grip, especially where romantic relationships are concerned. The Scorpio transits always bring these darker lessons home. We get to meet the lovely shadows of jealousy, possessiveness, and fear of loss in all their glory. I can't believe I'm smiling as I say this. But the good news is that this new moon reminds us that we can get the lessons and do our Scorpio stuff in a completely revamped and infinitely more empowering way. Scorpio is all about the extreme metamorphosis. To see just how far we've come, she recommends that we honor this current Mercury retrograde and go all the way back to the beginning of the Scorpio story, within days of Saturn's ingress into Scorpio in the fall of 2012. Anybody remember Hurricane Sandy? Yeah, that's a reminder of us of the powerfully destructive forces of Mother Nature. And we have a goddess that I'm going to be featuring tonight named Oya. She's going to give us a little bit more information about that. This seems a perfect metaphor for what we are finally coming to terms with on this new moon, when life's storms blow in and take away so much of what we once held precious. Where does this leave us? What do we make of what we have left? How do we process loss? How have we learned to embrace the inevitable death cycles of life? Do we cling fiercely to our attachments or accept change gracefully? Use this new moon to get really clear on what sustains you from within when it seems all else is lost. Now that you have learned the art of releasing that over which you have no control, what will you create to make life worth living again with passion? How are you going to create your happily ever after? I got that from astrology.com. Shireen Shostak, you rock. And I really appreciate you. And the tarot card that's connected to the Scorpio or Scorpio is the Death card. Death, rebirth. This is the time right now for letting go. So as you plant your new seeds for new moon on October 23rd, this is a powerful message and lesson. All right. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Call-in number is 347-426-3346. I think I'm ready for my first caller. Let's see here.
Hi.
Hey, Miss Karen. How you doing tonight?
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath.
Okay.
You feel connected to what I shared about that new moon? Have you been dealing with these eclipses?
Ooh, stress, stress. My mind's all over the place.
I feel you, sister. You're not by yourself. I know a lot of people, well, I'll put myself in this too. My sleeping pattern has been all thrown off. So I do understand that stress. I mean, there's a lot that we're being invited to receive and to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my tarot cards handy. I understand you like a reading. Do you have a specific question, or do you want to see how the cards fall?
Why don't you tell me? Yeah, I had to let go of a lot this year too, and why don't you just see what the cards tell me? What you see?
Mm-hmm.
How's that coming up the next couple months? How's that?
All right, that sounds great. And I'm tuning in. Shuffling my cards again. I used the Mother Peace Tarot deck, which are strong and feminine goddess energies. The first cards that were ever round before Daughters of
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I've been reading these cards since I was 21 years old. I turned 21 in 91. Yeah, they're my babies because they're such a perfect oracle picture of a lot of the women that I deal with. It does work for men, too. But, yeah, it does have a really strong womanist leaning, which is why I love them so much. Because traditional tarot, for me, just seems so patriarchal that I'm like, I don't see myself in those. All right. Like, there's nobody in those cars that look like me. Okay,
when did I turn 21? 83, 85, 87, I think I turned 21. Somewhere around there, the late
80s. Really? Oh, you got to have some fun. Yeah, that's around the time I graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. I miss the 80s. I see the clothes coming back. Just not the fluorescent. Okay, we're going to get to it now.
That's so funny. The fluorescent, the big hair.
Yeah. Oh, man. There are some pictures that need to be burned, but that's okay. I'm just learning to love myself in all my phases, all my changes. Okay, here we go. I'm going to do a three-card draw for you.
Okay.
I want you to take a deep breath, Karen, and stay open. Here we go. Karen, I have a Five of Swords, a Two of Cups, and the Daughter of Death. Now, when that Five of Swords shows up, when five shows up in tarot, particularly in a major arcana card, it's always challenged. There's no way around it. There's just challenge that's coming up. And remember, five is a hierophant in tarot, and the hierophant is really about conforming, but we're pushing the boundaries of that meaning right now because we're being asked to follow our hearts and not just what people tell us to do. The good news for you is that it's a Five of Swords. It's reversed, which means you're not going to avoid the sting, but it won't be as bad as it could be if it was upright. What does that mean? I've got a B. Now, remember, Bs also represent rebirth, but that doesn't mean that they don't sting. So I sense that there's going to be something moving up for you that you're really going to have to deal with that you're not really going to like, but it's not going to be something that's going to be earth-shattering. It's just something that you're going to have to let go of. Like, you know, I would never recommend that you swat at a bee, but it may be a time to let go of some things or ignore some obstacles or challenges that are coming up. Seeing the words around unforgiveness, some things that you're really going to have to let go of, forgive, to release to this amazing energy that's coming in. Swords is air, by the way. That's what's in your mind, your perception, what you're thinking about. This is not the time. Repeat, everybody listening to me, this is not the time to be on the get back against anything or anyone. Okay,
I wouldn't do that anyway.
Good for you. This is not the time, and that's not what it's saying to me. I'm just feeling that really strongly.
I know.
Say that out loud. Karen, I wasn't feeling that for you, but somebody needs to hear that. I'm like, this is not the time. because, you know, I'm just telling you, there are going to be revelations that are going to come to light that might sting you, but use that as a learning lesson to go and grow through. Don't get stuck in petty annoyances. And that's what this Five of Swords feels like to me for you, Karen. Like, it's not really petty. Like, it's not like somebody's just going to, you know, someone's just going to show up and just, you're going to be like, I'm not feeling that. And that's okay. Don't get through that, okay, because I have an intense energy of love, joining, and partnership with the Two of Cups, which is
okay.
Almost as strong as the Lover's card, okay? It's to the right. I want you to loosen up a little bit about it, but I'm seeing some, in the next couple of months, if you could just pass this test of not getting caught up in the sting, you
okay.
will be preparing yourself for emotional give and take. Love, cups reflect emotions. Two is ruled by the moon. So the moon in itself shines light on the places where we're not even paying attention to. And here's the blessing for you as a daughter of this, way to the right. She is standing on solid ground. She is reclaiming a new name for herself. She's come out of a birthing hole, has created a sacred circle.
I'm almost out, too. I know. I'm almost out of it. Believe me, I am.
Oh, wow. Well, you're going to be out, and you're going to raise this. It's almost like this, I want to say it's a magic wand or something, completely nude, standing in all your power. And just saying, I am Karen, this is what I want, this is my intent, this is what I'm claiming for myself, and this is what I will manifest. The only thing that I see is a little sting, you know, probably something that you're hoping for. You know, you might experience a little bit of a disappointment, but don't let that disappointment stop your happily ever after, because your happily ever after continues with a strong, this woman is of Native American descent, and she's in like a desert setting, by the way. I like to give people the settings of the cards, too, because
okay.
Swords is in the air. You know, Swords is in the air. It's all mental. You know, we shift our mind. The number nine also has the butterfly with it. So this is really about making sure you reframe the story instead of it reframing you so that you can get the bounty of the love that is promised to you in this moment. I got two dolphins kissing in the background and two mermaid people sharing a cup. It's such a strong, beautiful bond. And it could be the integration of yourself to claim your Shiro power. So I see good things coming in the next couple of months. Just starting off with a little frosting of maybe a little sting. What is life without stings?
I know.
We can't avoid those.
So that's coming up in the next couple of months, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm seeing
okay.
for you. So can you tell me, Karen, how do you receive that? You said you just came out of a birthing hole or you're coming out of it?
Well,
do you feel like talking about that a little bit?
Yeah, of course. I've been looking for employment all year. Okay, I was betrayed
mm-hmm.
really bad at my own job. Oh, my goodness. And
really,
Karen? Yeah, so now I'm temping right now. It's a contract job,
mm-hmm.
but it's good
mm-hmm.
money and it's benefits. That's why I took it. It's decent money. So I'm still looking for another job. So it could be just the fact that I'm still stuck, you know what I'm saying, until I have to release it until I find the right job. So I really think that's what you're coming up with.
That Five of Swords is your past.
I know. You're right, and I'm coming out of it right now. I know.
Oh, how beautiful.
I know.
And the manifest.
It was a hard one, boy. This was a tough year, boy. Oh. Wow.
Found out a lot that you weren't expecting.
Yep.
I'm asking, did you find out a lot
that
you weren't expecting?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I didn't expect. But you really do see I'm coming out of it, don't you? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
That's really strong. You know, keep your... okay. See, you know what? Sometimes people say that, you know, get to specific. But I'm kind of leaning more toward general because I get to share with you what the cards are.
I know.
And then you get to tell me your story. So now that I have that, I'm just like, oh, that Five of Swords, it's her past. And she is moving past that.
I know.
She is working, you are literally working your way to restoring the balance within yourself to have love and humanity, and then you're going to step out the champion. You got it. That's amazing.
Okay.
Karen.
The pettiness could be, I don't know, who knows what that is, mm-hmm. you know, could be at work or who knows, I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be the residual feelings of feeling yep. betrayal and letting go and working on your forgiveness walk, too. But remember, you know, they say true forgiveness is self-forgiveness. So if you are harboring any energy about yourself, like, I can't believe I let that happen, or how did they get away with that, you know, let that go. And I'm not even feeling that from you. But if there's any residual that you have that, you know, let it go, honey, because you've got love coming and standing in your own power. It's really a beautiful reading. And don't forget what I've incorporated also. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But the current job I'm temping at right now, contract job, you feel it's okay, don't you?
I do. I mean, I feel like at this point, you know, I would say the Two of Cups could be your present. And the daughter of this could be your future of you, you know, continue to reclaim your power. But no, everything looks good to me. And I'd be really curious to find out what 2015 starts to unfold for you. Because that's an 8-year. And that's abundance. Abundance, wealth, infinity, connections. So you're clearing out all this stuff right now. You're in perfect timing.
Perfect.
So
thank you so much. That was great. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. And keep up with me. Call in next week. Let me know how it's going, okay?
Listen, have a nice evening, okay? Thank you.
You too, Karen. Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. I love it when I'm able to take the time like that to really work with somebody. Thank you for calling in, Karen. I got a lot out of your reading as well. I think we're going to take a quick break. Yeah, let me get some water. I've got a lot more coming up for you. So we'll be right back right after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show. And I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the yes. 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mbasa Sophia, on the Playground of Life, the Play Experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today, and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. You are invited to join me in this conversation. And in the meantime, if you're on the phone lines, you can't see the hotness that's happening in the chat room. We'll give you the call-in number, 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. We have soul connection in the house. I am always home. You know what? Yeah, you're always home because you're home within yourself. You shared some things, and I have one of my mentors as well. I got her permission to read something that she posted because it was so powerful. Absolutely. But some of the things that Soul Connection is sharing, just to make sure that everybody gets tuned into this energy and other conversations that's happening. There's a question about happily ever after. What if? What if happily ever after was something that is attainable, but it only happens inside yourself, inside you, the soul? If happily ever after relies upon the nature and evolution of another person, then forget it. Amen. That's me adding that in. You have no control over any other being in the whole universe. You only have control over you, the self. If you can be happily ever after in yourself, then you are truly happy. I agree with that, which is why we started with Revival of a Love Story Is You by Sherry Marie. Because she brings that home. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for that soul connection. That's really powerful. And to continue adding to that wisdom for those who've been around the block, there is a prophetess that I'm that I know, Her Royal Eminence, Ogina Uku Coleman. And she'll forgive me. I call her Queen Mama. Or, you know, a lot of people call her Queen Mother. I call her Queen Mama. I said, Queen Mama, when I read her words. Could I please say this on my show tonight? And she gave me her blessing. So this is what she shared in the wee hours, because somebody can't get to sleep or can only sleep for 2 hours and then wakes up and then goes back to sleep for 2 hours. I don't know what that's about, but moving on. Anyway, Queen Mama said, some of us today are walking around with heavy minds, excess baggage, which is only old memories, the kind that bring on illnesses we truly have to unpack. Memories are good, but sometimes a mold grows on them. These are the ones that you have to put to rest. Forgiving others is a process of loving self. So you may not have cleared out enough baggage or molded memories to love you yet. Think this over. We are waiting on you. Love, light, and peace is the path you need to take. Why? Let this resonate. Have a blessed day. Thank you, Queen Mama. I read that last night, and I just jumped up and was like, whoa! Truth comes in so many beautiful ways and so many different expressions, and I'm just so happy to be aware and awake to catch it, now to embody it. Okay, we are going to continue on our what's this 9 thing about? What's this energy, and how is 9 showing up? You're listening to Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. We're putting a spotlight on the number of the day. The number 9 is ruled by Mars, the planet of fire and war. Mars is named after the Roman god of war, so its energy is about aggressiveness, assertiveness. It's challenging, and it can be emotional. Not necessarily a touchy-feely planet, but it is also about completion. Since 9 is the end of the cycle, we break down and let go in order to experience expansion. Old things die away, particularly dead wood or molded memories. I'm going to be using that for the rest of my life. Let go of the molded memories. There is no life in these old things. It's time to receive the gift of pruning. Ouch, I hear you say. But who really knows what a butterfly feels in a cocoon? The butterfly's number is also 9, and the butterfly feels the stages of development, and its gift is transformation. So we may start anew. This is air energy. Air energy is of the mind, and if we follow the path of the butterfly, we move from crawling caterpillars to a place of yearning to reach out for something more. We climb up to the trees and find ourselves in a cocoon, and then after much waiting, we grow our wings. Each of us is in a different location in our lives, and we can use our powers of perception, which is also butterfly medicine. The level of your consciousness tells you where you are in the process. Your mind tells you to crawl or take flight. Isn't that amazing? I love how the numbers and the energy with Scorpio about rebirth is showing up. There's more to number 9 as well. It also shows up as the Hermit in tarot cards. I love the Hermit tarot cards, traditional tarot. but what I really, really like is how the tarot card, number 9, shows up in Mother Peace tarot cards, and it's the crone, the elder woman. So I'm going to switch right now from talking about the Hermit to the crone, because it's so beautiful. It has this card features a woman, a wise elder woman, standing at the crossroads. And she has her staff and a snake, which represents wisdom, tangled up into a ball of light, showing her the way. The staff keeps her connected to the earth and grounds her. In the background, we see snow-covered mountains. Now, whenever you see mountains in tarot, it always speaks of obstacles and the challenges. Well, she's come the path through the mountains. That's the energy of that 1 through 9, getting her at this very moment. And she asks which path will lead her home, because there are 3 ways she can go. So she quiets down and she listens. And now with the blessings and the lessons, she is confident in her embodied truth. She can trust her inner guidance. There is a laughing goddess on the sign, reminding our dearest crone and all of us that all paths are good. Happily ever after isn't just a dream. So keep it moving and always trust you. Love the crone. The crone and the hermit card are also astrologically connected to the sign of Virgo. And Virgo, though we say it's the virgin, we need to rethink our virgin, because we think of a virgin, we think of somebody who's not sexually active. And really, the virgin is a woman or a man who is whole unto himself. They don't need someone else to complete them. Nope. They're confident and clear all on their own. Not that it's not good to be interdependent. Oh, and I'm so happy as I deal with elder energy and crone energy. And big shout out to Queen Mama again for her powerful message, as well as I'd like to introduce you to an Orisha that I talk about a lot, but I don't really go into that much detail. But this time right now belongs to her. Yes, I'm going to ask you to behold the goddess Oya. Her number is also 9. And she's a powerful Yoruba Orisha of the winds, the tempest, and lightning. She can manifest as winds ranging from the gentlest breeze to the raging hurricane or cyclone. She goes forth with her husband Shango during his thunderstorms, destroying buildings, ripping up trees, and blowing things down. She also has lightning in her hands, which she stole. Sorry, it's not funny. Oh, yes, it is. You know, you think Shango was really trying to give up his power of lightning? No. There's an old story about that, but he was stolen. He was kidnapped at a party, and she was worried about him. And there was this one box in his room, and of course she was not allowed to open it. But, hey, she needed to find out where Shango was. So she opened up that box, and boom, that's how Oya got the power of lightning. And there are other ways that she got her lightning as well, but that's one of my favorites. She went up there, and she got Shango. I'm like, go ahead, Oya. Oya is known as a fierce warrior and a strong protectress of women who call on her to settle disputes in their favor. As the Orisho change, she brings down the dead wood to make room for the new, and she uses her machete or sword to clear a path for new growth. She is believed to watch over the newly dead and assist them as they make transition from life. Now, I had to do a correction of this. This is from Talia Took, who I love. She has so many goddesses, and I'll make sure I give you her website as well. But Talia wrote that Oya is in charge of the graveyards. That's not true. Oya is stands at the gate of the cemetery. So, and it's very important to understand that difference, because she is a guide for the newly assisted dead. We are moving into the time of Samhain, Halloween, the Day of the Dead, for my beautiful Latino brothers and sisters. And that's a powerful energy of ancestral energy. But she stands at the gates at the cemetery. She doesn't go into the graveyard. Now, Oya's attributes are the sword or the machete and the fly whisk, and her animal is the water buffalo, in whom she sometimes manifests. Now, there's another goddess that also manifests as a buffalo, and it's the Native American changing woman, and I love the synchronicity with that the changing woman and Oya both turn into buffaloes. And, she's the mother of 9 children, and she has 4 sets of twins. And Igunga Nama asked a life coach today to come in here and make sure I say that word right. I've never had to pronounce it out loud. But that's why she's called, that's why 9 is her number. She's the mother of, go ahead. Hi, Ade. Is it Igungu? How do I say it?
Well, people pronounce it differently, but if you're from Nigeria and you are Yoruba, of course, you say Egungun. 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 It's cute how you say it. Egungun. Yeah.
Egungun. I put too much emphasis on it. Egungun. It sounds like a drum, doesn't it?
Well, it does, do it actually. Again. I'm actually hearing Egungun.
I love it. You know I love Oya. If she didn't come to me, you know that, right? I had a priest tell me about her, and I'm so grateful, because Oya does not pop up unless you know. You know what I mean? I mean, she's not something that you're going to catch. You know, you might see Storm on X-Men, but you might not know that many people say that Oya is the energy of Storm. I discovered that later. But I'm so grateful that I know about her. And thank you for that, life coach, today.
Actually, you just triggered something inside of me. Because, this whole thing about what people call the Yoruba religion, the Yoruba tradition, the Ifa tradition. I always find it interesting for obvious reasons. And I was sort of exposed to it in a way, but not in the most affirming way. And I was talking to some cousins about how, you know, the language and the words for ancestors, and they gave me different words, and then one of them said Egungun, and or maybe he didn't say I told him, because I heard somebody tell me that Egungun means ancestor. And I was like, really? I didn't know that. And as I said it now, as I was telling you, said how you pronounce it, Egungun, it's like, yeah, that's what we say, but I also understand there's another pronunciation, Egungun. So it's kind of like, Egungun is kind of like, I don't know, it goes up, Egungun. And I have to think about it. Okay. So, and there's another one that goes, Egungun. To you, it may sound the same, but it actually means, the Egungun means bone, the bone skeleton. And now as you were talking, I was thinking of both ways. Like, okay, am I saying it right? Then I realized when you think of bone, that's linked to the ancestors. Mm-hmm. That's it's rich with information and the structure. And I'm thinking, I was just having that moment as you were talking. It's like, wow, so I just Googled it. It was like, yep, Egungun is bone. Egungun is the masquerade, which is how they celebrate the ancestors. That's how the ancestors come through. And don't have a moment, man. You're still doing the show. I know. I can hear it. I can feel
right?
it.
I know. Because the death card in Mother Peace Tarot, it's one of my favorite depictions of death. And I had to learn to love death, because people get the death card, I go, but here's the thing. It's bones, skeletal bones of a fully grown person in a position of infancy. Like it's literally like they're in a child pose. And around those bones is a snake that is regenerating its skin. And then there are leaves, fallen leaves on the ground. And Oya, who I adore so much, she is known for having a skirt of many colors, and there are always leaves around her, which is why I connect her with fall and that power of the bones. I got a blog entry that's coming up. I've got the title already, but the title actually has bones in it. It's something about bones in your soup. Like, what bones are you in your soup? If you're a vegetarian, you don't want no ham hock. if you don't eat pork, you don't want no ham hock, if you're trying to change your life, maybe you'll put a turkey bone in there. And I've been playing with the bones in my soup and how I'm allowing people to create stories about me that's not been helping me to have a happily ever after, which I'm reclaiming right now. So, I'm like, and I said to somebody, I said in a conversation, I said, I don't want to be the bones in their soup. Don't be gossiping about me. I'm like you can't. You won't have the material to put my bones in your soup if I don't give it to you. And that's what's coming up on the next Journey's Dash Home. Yeah, I don't want to be the bones in your soup. I got my own.
But you know what? But if they try to put you, because I'm going to flip it, right? If they try to put you in their soup, you're either going to hold them up or they're going to have to see they're not standing up correctly. Because when you think of the bone in our body, that's good as the skeleton, it holds us up. People say, oh, I can feel it in my bones. If you could feel it in your bones, that goes deep. That's the soul there. So maybe sometimes they want you to be the bone in their soup because they need a little bit of soul. They need a little bit of nourishment, a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of reflection to see themselves. So go ahead, let your bone be in their soup and let them be inspired.
You just flipped my whole, because I was going to go in. Thanks, Life Coach, today. This is what you get from him. This is a perfect example. He just used his gift on me. Thank you for that. You rock.
Welcome.
You have any idea what you're going to be doing tomorrow before we release the show?
Let me tap it into my consciousness. Soul Connection and I are having a consciousness conversation. I do, and I'm birthed in the description, which you and I are going to talk about at the end of the show. It's one of those, I'm really in this space now where, and I think a part of me is fighting. I'm in the place where the shows are literally happening through me. So it's like the idea of saying this is what I'm going to talk about tomorrow seems so what's it? It's like the ego taking charge. I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Now, I get it. Uh-huh. Not necessarily the case, but that's what I've been doing, and it's been helpful. But I feel like I'm in a space and a place now where it's like I have a message, and uh-huh. the message will come when it's time to share it. So I am finding myself in between of trying to have a description on the show, have a title to let people know what's happening, while at the same time feeling like, but the message hasn't come through yet because it's not time. So you said something earlier. I think you what was it? Not about darkness and the light. I don't know, because that's one of the things I know I'm going to be sharing because I got it earlier today. There's so many different things in the indigenous wisdom and the challenges mm-hmm. that humanity is growing through right now. So there's more. I know your show is about to end, but there's more.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'll be tuning in tomorrow so everybody else can join mm-hmm. me and tune in and find out what happens because I look forward to hearing what we're good. That's correct. Monday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. No, that is really great. You know, and, you know, happily ever after. Yes, I do believe that it's always with you and it's within you. You know, it's like that Wizard of Oz quote, you know, my dear, you had the power all along. But there are people on a journey that help you remember that your happily ever after is in this moment. Magic mm-hmm. in the moment, which is your theme. And so one of my ways that I remember my happily ever after is remembering that I come from the land of I am. And the stories that I create in my life are the stories that I'm going to live. Oh, and I got one more. Oh, my gosh. I've been watching A Curious Case of Benjamin Button over and over and over and over again.
I love it.
And this is why I love movies. Like Coach Today's like, why do I always watch that movie over and over again? Because it's so deep. And there's a quote from it. When it comes to the end, you got to let go. That's one life lesson that we really need to know. And I'll also add, you never know what's coming for you. So you just might as well let go and find out. Happily Ever After starts with you and the land of I am with Ricky Byers Beckwith. I love you, family. Thank you, Soul Connection. I saw that beautiful poem that you posted as well. Thank you to Karen. Looking forward to her journey unfolding. See you tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, family. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. Good night.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.